at the inestimable value of a prayerful woman. The inestimable value of a prayerful woman. Do we have prayerful women in the house?
Yes.
Do we have prayerful women in the house?
Yes.
Praise God. The inestimable value of a prayerful woman. A woman's value is in a prayer life. If you are not prayerful, you're going to be troublesome. If you're not prayerful, you are going to do a lot of damage. The woman was made for prayers. How many of us were blessed? For those of us who were here in the first service, were you blessed in the first service? So what's the topic? I can't hear. What's the topic? The English is correct now, Chevy. Let's look at two introductory scriptures quickly. I want to wrap up this meeting, this service in 40 minutes. Can I do that? Do you believe in that or you don't believe in? If you believe I can wrap up this service in 40 minutes, raise your hand if you believe. Wow. The numbers are few, man. If you believe it to be more than 40 minutes, raise your hand. Wow. Let's see whose faith will win. Genesis chapter 3. I love Jesus. And he's the king of this earth. And we are going to give the earth back to him. Yeah, we will. We'll give it to him. Genesis chapter 3. The Bible says that that's after the fall. I just want to pick a portion of that scripture. I'm not reading everything. So God now spoke to the woman. I want to get it. I'm sorry. I want the exact place where God spoke to the woman. Verse 13 says, and the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Huh? So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle. Huh? You are cursed more than all cattle. Why? Because there's a reason why he's cursed. What's the reason? Because he deceived. Huh? Because he deceived, he's cursed more than all the cattle. Now, if this is a curse, that means it was, if he was cursed before now, it was not more than all the cattle. But things got worse for Satan. Am I correct? I'm just reading the Bible. I'm not, you see. You are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, you see, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. You see? So, the woman was like the point by which Satan entered into the earth. You see? And God ordained her to deal with the woman, right? With the serpent. And it's going to be a seed. So, There is something, there is a seed. There's an ability in every woman that has the strength of taking out Satan's head. There is an ability in every woman, in womanhood. The Bible speaks about as soon as Zion travailed. You see, in scripture, when you see travailing, one of the implications of travailing is prayers. Or one of the meaning of travailing is prayers. So you see that every woman in this room is anointed to release what will take out Satan's head. You see? And we need to look at that. Because if I am Satan, which I am not, the most important thing for me to do for every woman is to make her not produce this seed. Because if a woman knows how to produce this seed, then he knows that he's finished. So you see, if there's anything God, Satan wants to do for you as a woman, is to get you not to be prayerful. If you see, if you are not prayerful, you are a shadow of your destiny. I tell you the truth. Listen, a prayerless woman is one of the greatest, is one of the greatest disasters that we can ever experience upon the face of the earth. I tell you the truth. You know, it was the prayerless woman that took the head of John the Baptist. That's the amount of power a woman can wield. I tell you the truth, many of the economic issues that we are battling as a nation in Nigeria and the whole world, what you are seeing in Punch might not be the true news. There are some newses that can't enter newspaper. I tell you the truth. There can be one small girl telling your president what to do. I tell you the truth. It will enter newspaper. I'll say, President, I don't like what you're doing. You want to say? And then they will now create a policy. I tell you. I tell you. A policy. It will be an economic policy for all of you to understand. But it might just be something going on between a man and a young girl. And just say, and then the man just wants to, I won't deal with a me feeling. Me. You wait. You wait. Just go and watch the news tomorrow. I tell you. See, if you notice that your brother doesn't like you, you understand? Maybe when you went before, they used to give you a room to sleep. But you notice you have started sleeping in the palace somehow. I tell you the truth. The wife said something. Yeah. That's why you have lost your glory. I tell you. I just want to think back. If you notice, maybe the money they are sending you has reduced. Stop disturbing the guy will tell you logical things. Okay. Do you know what's going on in the economy? Do you know how terrible the economy is? You're never grateful. That in that same economy, if you can get his wife to like you, you will find out that the economy will change. Yeah. Yeah. You see, the woman has a role in destiny. And Satan and God need her. As you are like this, Satan needs you so much. I tell you. And the only way ti Oluwale fi jere is in the place of prayer. You have to be prayerful. If you are not prayerful, you won't be profitable to the kingdom. Prayerful. Do you know that there is a terminology in scripture that separates women from women. There is a phrase in scripture that lets us know that there is the female gender, but there is also a different type of woman. When you look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women. So there's women and there's what? There is what? The holy. Now, what does holy mean? Separation. The God kind of separation. Now, how can you become holy woman if you are not prayerful? So it is in prayer that holiness rubs on you. So there are holy women and there are also unholy women. See, you're not a woman. No. Ah. It's your turn. When you look at the woman, you know, it's possible a man is feeling a certain way and you won't know. Huh? You know, it's very possible. In fact, when people know what a man is feeling too much, you know, those kind of men, we don't need to like them. You know, it's not common to see men cry. You know, I know they've been encouraging us to be crying now. You know, they've been encouraging, you know, men should not bottle up things, that we should start crying. That society has stereotyped us, that a man, that men should release. You are a useless man if any small thing, you are just crying. You are a very useless man. I tell you the truth, you are a useless man. You see, because when a man cries, it means we should give up. Yeah. When a man cries, it means we are all dead. Because a man is the hope of, is the hope of hope. Okay, let's assume I come to church and I see our security guard on the floor crying. Not just that something has happened, something irredeemable has happened. I prefer that I come and I see strangers crying and he's standing. I know something good. We won. Abi, we won. But I don't want to see my gate man sitting down and say, hey, Master, I believe it. It's a bad thing. You see, the woman is different. The woman has the ability to express. And the reason is because, you see, God has made the woman, he has given her the capacity to release things. The woman has the capacity to release. She has the capacity to receive. And she also has the capacity to what? To release. You see, that's why the children, they are with them. You see, they are the ones with wombs, right? They release egg, right? And they also receive sperm, and they also release babies. Now, only the woman can do that. You see, she's wired to carry seed. Are my friends here? You see, woman is not a small thing. It's not a small thing. I tell you the truth. There's no amount of success a man achieves in life until a woman tells him that he's successful. He's still not sure. You see, all these men, some looking like gorillas, all these men you are seeing. Sorry, not gorilla. Orangutan. There's something about the valid. No, I know the word. It took a girl to take out something. It took a girl to take her. I'm not just talking about seduction or, you see, I don't believe in seduction. Do you understand? I don't believe it's he that wants to die that meet the person that will kill him. You understand? I don't believe in seduction or somebody made somebody to fall or nobody made anybody fall. The person was already on the floor. He just looking for who to blame. But I'm just talking about there is just something blessed about the woman. That was the responsibility, the role God put the woman. He says, the person who deceived you is going down. But you see, because of redemption, you who was deceived, I'm now going to give you the upper hand. See now, my dear. That's the redemptive character of God. That he ordains you in the same place where you failed. You see, because it was the woman that failed, it must be the woman that brings restoration. Yeah. You see, sometimes your calling is in the areas of your greatest failures. I tell you the truth. That's the nature of God. It's the character of God, though. It's the character of God. For us, we check people's failures and know what they should never do. Say, guy, anything around money, don't put this guy near money. Because the last three times you put him near money, he began to stammer. He doesn't stammer normally, but immediately you ask him for an account. Say, can you give an account? He just starts to stammer. Say, I don't give. And that's how you should be. Do you understand? But I'm saying God is not like that. You see, God calls people and insists. Oh, don't you like that word?
Yeah.
What's the word?
Insist.
You know, you cannot check yourself, your strengths and weaknesses, and not dictate for yourself a calling. Like, you just do SWOT analysis. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? No, you can't do that. Do you know that? Sometimes your calling is in your weakness. For example, if I'm God, I would definitely make Paul an apostle to the Jews. Yeah, it makes more sense. Because he knows everything about all of that. And Peter was not as learned as Paul. It's easier to make Peter apostle to Gentiles because all he knows is fish. But Paul was an astute Pharisee, was a lawyer in the law. If you make him, but that was not God's choice for whatever reason. Now, in the same vein, the woman, God chose the woman to play a fundamental role. You see, in the restoration of God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. And we see that in Genesis chapter 3. It says the seed of the woman is going to deal with Satan's head. You see. And so Satan is making every effort to make you everything you can be as a woman, but not prayerful. A lot of you don't even know that your calling is in the temple of the Lord. A lot of you are missing out of encounters that you should be having. Check it. When that seed was going to come, Mary had a visitation of the Lord. A very holy woman who was chaste had a visitation from God. Listen, the choice of Mary was not haphazard. It was God intentionally chose Mary. And you know, before then, there was another powerful intercessor. Her name is Anna. Yeah. Now, you might not know the value of intercession, but God is unable to do anything except and you know, they have more female intercessors than male intercessors. Yes. Yes. It's the will of God. It's not error. The woman has that capacity. A soul can carry burden. The woman, you see, the strength of a woman is her emotion and her feeling. And that was given to her by God so that she can midwife. Are you together with me? She can feel. Because God feels. God feels. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And that was in the context of priesthood. He said we don't have an high priest who cannot be touched. Now, if there's something about a woman, she can be touched.
Yes.
Do you know how many men, for example, if my son is not listening to me, if my son doesn't listen to me again, it's no more my son. Do you know how many boys still will go behind their back to go and see their mother? Their father has chased them. The mother is still... Do you know how many children have... They go to this university, they pursue them. The mother will go and look for money, send them to another one, they pursue them. The mother will go... Mothers are very strange. You see, one, a meeting you should not trust is a meeting where a mother is in and you put concluded what you want to do. And it's about her child. You see, that meeting is a useless meeting. It's a useless meeting. I say, Agbodo, discipline him. Nobody will see him. Nobody, he will learn his lesson. She say, Totoni. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The woman will go behind the back. She's transferring everything to that boy. You see, that's how she is. She carries feeling. That feeling is for prayer. That feeling is for what? It's for prayer. That's why Satan makes sure that in every season of your life, you are in love with the wrong boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must be in love with the wrong boy. Why? Because you will use that feeling for something else. It's your feeling is after. And that's why the best time God enjoys you is after breakup. Have you not noticed? You know your prayer life goes immediately. Lord, it's you alone. Nothing else, Lord. Yeah. You and God will now be close. You will now do your hair again. So you just say, "Whoa, I don't know." There are a lot of you who got saved after breakup. Yes. If I say lift up your hand in this church, a lot of you got serious with God after breakup. You just found out that life has no meaning. And Christ is everything. Am I not telling the truth? That's right too. Especially women who their husbands are bad husbands. You know, by the time she has tried to correct the guy, you just fall in love with church, fall in love with prayer meeting, just join Jesus girls, join prayer meeting. And God likes it like that. When did we know that Anna submitted to intercessory this year? It was after she lost her husband. It did not just make sense. Just say, "Emma Gbadu, hello, Jared. How is men?" I tell you, when Jesus encountered the woman by the well, after his encounter with her, what did she start doing? She became an evangelist, and the Bible spoke about how all the men. So that woman has anointing to win men. But Satan makes sure men were winning her. Yeah. 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 He's distracting you with useless relationships. You see, that's your feeling, It can render you useless not to fulfill the will of God for your life. That's why the Bible says that we should not wake up love when it's not time. Yeah. You are rendered useless. You see, your feeling is not just feeling. It's actually a huge distraction. Yeah. You won't be able to pray again. It happens to men, but not like to women. You won't be able to pray again. You won't be able to do anything again. You understand? Do you know you can wait? Do you know you can wait for 12, for 16 hours for a text? Do you know? The woman's soul has the ability to wait for 16 hours for one text. Why are you looking as if I'm not telling the truth? Just one. So, yeah, this, yeah, that's saying takes. And immediately he sends it, you come alive. You see? But you know, you have wasted intercession time.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, don't fall in love like a fool. Yeah. Let God lead you.
Yeah.
Let God tell you the time to fall in love. You are a child of prayer. Prayer. You are meant to be prayer brand. Prayer. That's when you look at, if you don't know your calling yet, I tell you, if you just take prayer as your calling, you are correct. Pray. That's what it means to be a woman. One of the meaning of woman is prayer. You are made for prayer. You are meant to be waking up in the midnight to pray. And one of the reasons is not only because you are a Christian. It's because you are a girl. Girl, prayer. Yeah. Prayer. Because there's a way God has wired you, that there's a way he moves through you. He moves through you. Your capacity to receive is better than others. Have you noticed that when we are doing laying of hands, women receive first before men? It's not, women receive first before men. 20 women have already fallen under the anointing before one man will just. It's not that they are faking it. It's that God has wired them to receive easily. It's not fake. It's ability. It's divine.
Yes, sir.
Before you know, the woman will go, oh, the God has said, ah, thank God. But the man. He's planning nothing more. So if I, in his mind. So I'm not going to disgrace myself to tell you. So I'm sure God, are you really sure? That's what I was saying when he was saying his testimony. So I'll show God on email. Oh Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. There is a huge attack on the woman gender. And it will be like that for life. The woman suddenly thinks she's about the hair. She's about the nails. She's about her body. No. It's not about your body. You are not body. You are soul. You are spirit. And that's why he who loves you, but loves your, that loves your body first, cannot love you. Cannot even know what love is. No, the woman is not body. She's soul. She's spirit. She's not body. You see, you can't be born again, and the most interesting compliment you love is that you are sexy. You are under bondage. You are in bondage. You are in mental bondage. A old divine vessel of heaven reduced to sex. Now, what can be the difference between sexy and prostitute? Because the plan of every prostitute is to be sexually appealing. So if I call you sexy, am I not saying you are a prostitute? No. Stop moving, stop planning your life to increase your sexual appeal. That's not who you are. That's a lie sold to you by Satan. Stop planning everything. That's why some of you even wear things that don't fit you. Because you are still trying to be sexy. And the way God carved that body will not achieve it like that. Yeah, you are just disgracing yourself. Am I not talking? Aduani. Obirin godun madu agba. Because Satan is not joking. Satan, the woman must be able to pray. You must have a prayer routine. I will tell you what prayer will do for us. So, you know, I want you not to be described as a sexy woman. I want you to be described as holy women. They didn't describe Sarah by her body. Huh? And guess what? She was very beautiful. That in old age, they wanted to collect her from Abraham. So prayer, to be prayerful does not mean you will not be beautiful. Yeah, you'll be beautiful. Prayer. You know what I trust to see? Clusters of prayerful women. Women who are praying. Women who are praying. Not women who are talking about the next big brother that is about to start. Oh, I will beat you. Praying. Women who are praying. Babe, Alpha, when will they pray? Alpha, I beg, if you come out, Mo, we pray. I beg, Mo, we do 7 days. We go to do online. We go to help ourselves. That is what you should be doing. Because there are battles in life. There are battles in life. You should be praying. Your parties should reduce. What's wrong with you? You are a believer. You are a believer. You can't love parties. You are a believer. Your parties should read. You can't be going for parties. You have spent all your savings on clothes. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. You shouldn't be worried over no clothes. No money to buy big hair. All those things are not the base, they are distractions from hell. I tell you, there are beautiful air that people who don't have money can do. Yes. See to your sister, go. To your stand up. It might be expensive, I don't know. How much is this air? 3K. 3K. Mokuluwe. You can do 3K. See now, there are clothes that are not expensive. Yeah, last month I went to one place. I sat down in one place. I was buying clothes. The clothes are not expensive. I bought plenty. I bought clothes to me. I'm not saying 3 years ago or 4 years ago. I say me. About 2 or 3 months ago, I went. I sat down. I told the soul, I want to go there. Take me. And I was buying clothes. Yeah. I bought it, I gave dry cleaner, and I gave gifts to about 7 people. I was giving them, ladies, I gave them this clothes. I told the seller, this one is for this person. This one, it's not expensive. Yeah. Yeah, it's not expensive. If you cannot buy a cloth of 40,000, there is a 1,000 version of that 40K one. You must live your life away from headache. Yeah. Away from headache. Plan your life away from headache. You always walk away from headache. Stop going into headache. Because there are more important things. And if you focus on those ones, after a while, God will change your life. Yeah. I tell you the truth. Tell you the truth. Do not let your adornment be merely what? Outward. Arranging the hair, wearing gold, putting on fine apparel. What is it? Let it not be what defines you. All these things, let me say this to you. There's no way you will follow God and you will most likely not have all these things. Yeah. I tell you, it's so unfortunate. Fortunately unfortunate. Yeah. You will have gold. I tell you the truth. Because if I say, the way I'm preaching, this thing I'm preaching, the way I'm preaching in Ben Mushin Logosi. I say, follow the Lord. We love you. Oh Lord, it's only you that we love. We love nothing. I tell you, people say, Mama Sonny, my old Ferrari. Mama Sonny, you should be shocked. You say, ah, say, my God, I'm more than a woman. Love you, the Lord. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. I tell you the truth. Listen. It's a business plan. It's a business. I don't know how to say. I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to say some things. In the freaky, if I like you and I say, I will like in the freaky, and I'll be there for in the freaky, it's enough for you to be okay in life financially. That I like you. Yeah. The people that I like that are close to me will not suffer at all. They will live as millionaires. So we don't have a doubt as per prosperity and all of that. But we're talking about what the soul is for and the heart is for. Do Wale Rawik, look for the best person that can do the best one. At least if you are going to eat frog, they say eat the one that has egg. You have to plan your life in a way where nothing is stopping prayer. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing is stopping what? Prayer. Yeah. Nothing stops prayer. Nothing must stop prayer. If you have prayer intact, you are fine. You are good to go. Yeah. Now, can you... You know what it means to be prayerful? It means that you hear God. Yeah. Hey! Can there be an advantage greater than the one who hears God? You hear God, the creator of heaven, the one that made sun, moon, all these stars that they are already discovering, that they say one is 1 million years away from the earth, the one that made all those things, you hear him. You see, the most treasurable, valuable people in my life for me are those. That's why I respect my wife, because she hears God. If she didn't hear God, I won't respect her the way she has value because she's hearing God and her ability to. I don't like when she has all those dreams. I don't like her dream. I say, what? Or dream or God said. Because it's usually correct. Even if I want to say, the girl is, I don't understand, she's dangerous. Sometimes I'm just planning something in my mind. Sometimes she'll just wake me up in the midnight from sleep. And she will tell me what I'm planning. But I'm happy she does not remember when she wake up. Mama will wake me. See me, Rini. I'm sorry I said that. Let's rush. Those who said I can't do 40 minutes, they're about to win. Let's rush, guys. You will not see shame in Jesus' name. Let's rush. Let's rush. Let me tell you the signs of a genuine prayer life. The first sign of a genuine prayer life is repentance. It's repentance. When you have a prayer life, you have a soft heart. Repentance. You will just be very quick to apologize. Yes. That's the sign of a genuine prayer life. You see, when you find it difficult to apologize, it's not a good thing. Yeah. Yeah. Was it some days ago I was praying? And I just remembered one old person I'd known for. I just remember whilst I was praying. And I just had an impression that whether it was God, I didn't know that. Is this person offended at me? Nothing, no. I don't have any one issue with the person. In that spot, I had to shoot the person a message straight. I said, I have an impression you're offended at me. Please. If it is true, I pray your kindness to let me know the offense and wrong I have foolishly done so that I can seek your forgiveness and trust God for true repentance. If I haven't, please let me know. I'll be thankful. God bless you, man of God. There's no issue. I was just in my prayer. I just had an impression. And I said, no. Why? Because Jesus Christ said that John was telling us through Jesus. That whilst you are praying, you want to offer a sacrifice, you find out that somebody, you have to drop it and go. Yeah, I had to send the message to them. And I'm almost sure I'm wrong. Most likely I've foolishly done something. You know why? You know why I've foolishly done something? Because I know that me and foolishness, we usually relate a lot. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
But I also know of a God that is changing me.
Yes,
so I shoot the text to the person quickly. And the person had to come back and say, I promise you, you have done absolutely nothing. You know, I said, thank God, though. We don't have to keep talking about. You understand? I was happy. Yeah, I was happy that I had not done anything. Prayer, when you have a prayer life, it helps you to repent. You won't live a life of presumption. Yeah. So you see, when you see a woman who is always fighting her husband, it's because she's not prayerful. Yeah. Because when you are prayerful, your relationship with your husband is spirit-based. Yeah. When you are prayerful, it's the Holy Spirit that you are relating with, not just your husband. So the way you are talking to your husband is the Holy Spirit allowing you to. If you can do life away from how the Spirit is allowing you, you don't have a prayer life. So prayer helps you to repent. Why does it help us to repent? You see, because there is power in prayer. The Bible says that when the effectual prayer of the righteous makes power available, so you have the power of repentance.
Yes.
You know, it takes power to repent.
Yes.
This is how God wants us to be. Oh my goodness. Do you know how many husbands will have sweeter homes if their wives can repent? You know how many wives who prefer to drown than to repent? Like just to agree that they are wrong. They prefer that water will carry them go. Yeah. Because repentance is unnatural. No, it's not a natural thing, no. Repentance is not a natural thing. But when you are prayerful, repentance becomes easy. Am I not doing you good by preaching these things to you? I think I'm doing you a good job, you know. I think so. I tell you the truth. Prayer tames the flesh and emotions. Yeah. And with prayer, we conquer devils. Prayer also brings results from heaven. Imagine if you are winning your family battles from the spirit realm. You know how to win for your family. You know how to win for your children. Sometimes we just enter seasons of prayer over our children because God will show my wife something and say, we need to be careful. She says, this is what God showed me about Satan's plan for Maverick. I'm telling you. And then we just start praying. And then aside from prayer, we now become careful. The boy is always on our side because we have seen something. When I say, it was going. When it was not going, one thing now came from the side. He now broke his head. You now think it's mistake. It's not mistake, it's sleep. Sleep, you were sleeping. It's not mistake. He said, he was not going. One sharp object now cut his leg. Now he has lost two toes. It's not mistake. It's your sleep. But with prayers, we can intercept.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
We can what?
Intercept.
We can intercept things. We can bring victories for the family. Prayer. So we see Eve in Genesis, God, you know, saying she was going to do something very powerful. Quickly, let's look at how it was through prayer that Jacob's destiny was preserved. And it was Rebecca's prayer. Genesis 27. It was Rebecca's prayer that preserved Jacob's destiny. We will not have Jacob, we will not have Israel today, even not for a prayerful Rebecca. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see that he called Esau his older son. Isaac, who is the patriarch, did not even know these things. I said to him, my son, and he answered, here I am. Then he said, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your quiver, your weapons, your quiver. The next verse. The next one. Quickly. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau. Esau is not Rebecca's enemy.
He's also our son, no. It's not like he's not an outside now. His daughter, why is she like this? Is it that Jacob used to wash clothes? Why is she like this? Look at 25. Chapter 25. Are we together here? Start from 21. Now, Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her. She was having complications. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. You don't understand? Somebody's stomach is spinning her, and solution is prayer. This thing, these people are not normal people. Is it you rush to St. Timothy? You don't go mother and child.
Yeah, I want to die. I want to die, doctor.
She has just stomach complication. She went to Kabaya. Oh, Lord. Inquire is a different kind of prayer. Inquire means that until the Lord speaks, we are not done on this matter. Oh, my God. God is raising prayer warriors here. Only women.
Amen.
Only women.
Yes.
Only women who win in prayer. And you say, to be a prayerful woman, it's not screaming and shouting. No. It's just knowing that your life comes from God and you focus on it. Stop trying to force your husband to change. How well have you prayed about it? Say, he does not love me. He does not care me. You see, all the things you are making noise about, one encounter will mess him up. By the time you use prayer and you break into encounter, you see he will come back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my words.
He will come back. He will do as if you have used jazz for him. You see, a man you can't change is because God has not changed him. Yes, now. Why do you want to change somebody God himself has not changed? So you pray to God and say, God, see this specie of yours. Lord, touch this specie. And you stay on it.
Yes.
Morning, afternoon, night.
Yes.
That's how she used prayer to correct my brain. Yeah. You stay on it. Lord, this guy does not have sense, oh Lord. This boy does not have sense, oh Lord. This boy does not have sense, oh Lord. This boy, oh God, help this boy, Lord. And God will answer you. And if God cannot answer you, if God can't do it, you should know, then give up. You should know you yourself cannot do it. If God says, my daughter, I've tried to. Then you just give up and say, all right, I'm a lube. No. The children struggled together within her. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her. So it's not stomach complication. So you see, if you don't pray, you will think it's stomach complication. If you pray. So there are informations in prayer. There's natural information.
Yes.
But you can now go, there's information in prayer.
Yes.
There's information in prayer. You need to rise up and get information from prayer. Anything troubling you, don't stay in the trouble. Go into prayer. And then get that information in prayer. You'll now find that it's not generational cause. That you don't have what you need yet. That there's God planning something. How do you connect running stomach that is paining you? How would you connect it to two nations? It's not easy. Oh, pray, 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 pray. Pray always. Wake up in the midnight to pray. Pray every day. Pray. Have friends that pray. You people should be praying. Don't gossip. Don't spend all your life gossiping. Don't watch film forever. Don't go. Don't look for a wedding party. That's why you are also desiring a type of wedding that God is not planning to give to you. And that's why you are not choosing to marry that person, because you know that guy cannot give you that wedding. And not just that guy will not give you that wedding. Your maker will not give you that wedding. Prayer delivers you from carnality. What's wrong with you? It's prayerless girls that want to do millions of naira wedding. You are a prayerless girl. That's why you are a carnal person. You are worldly. Worldly. Brothers, don't marry fine girls. Marry prayerful girls. There is a beauty prayer put even on the face. Don't marry fine girls. Because you got to be fine girls. You. By the time fine girl deal with you, she will be ugly in your eyes. You wake up to a beast. She will be ugly in your eyes. There's no fine girl anywhere. Don't marry fine girl. Marry prayer warrior. Prayer warrior. Marry somebody who will send you. You know, when my daughter talk, sends me texts like this, she said, this girl has heard from God. One day she sent me a text. That text, she had to make it only Bible verse. Because if she uses it as advice, I'll finish her. Just look for one scripture. That scripture is an insult to me. But I can't be angry with scripture. Yes, I knew what she was trying to do. Yeah. And my daughter in there, where is she? She said, just give me that scripture. I look at that scripture. I said, Kai, I didn't call her. I didn't reply. Prayer. Hear from God. Pray. Clusters. Let your relationship be prayer-based. You might not know the new makeup that is out, but you must know the new angels that have been released to the earth. That's what it means to be a woman. Women are God's soldiers.
Yes.
I want to know if hello. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Prayerful. A lot of you insult your parents and say, that mama, my mommy accepted a lot of rubbish. I know me then share. I be a no and shame me. I do a yeah, I look be a debit to why. I can't take it. You will take. You think Satan knows new generation? Or you think Satan fears a new generation that can't take nonsense? You will take. You might not take from man, but you take from Satan. Say, me, I can't take any rubbish from Satan. Satan will say, correct. I can't take any rubbish from any man. Satan will say, you are correct. Come and take from me. Come and take from me. You take. You think you are free because you can't take nonsense from man? You take from Satan, no? He'll mess you up. Satan messes people up who don't have a prayer life. You need to be prayerful. Prayerful. And the thing grows. As you, consistency, you can start with 15 minutes every day. After a while, the champion. I tell you, what the champion. Go to more any small thing, pew, you don't go. Bring substances from heaven. Things that used to get you angry will not be getting you angry again. Because you don't want anything stressing you. That's one of the reasons my wife and I don't fight again. Because we broke through spiritually. In the first 3 years, I've had Lurawakpa. After a while, nobody has anybody's time. Yesterday, I disturbed her like 5 times. I said, you don't have my time. What's wrong? And now I have to go and meet the children and say, your mother does not have my time. Maverick said, that is true. She has not played with me since Monday. Yeah. I said, me too. I don't know. I went, she was doing Zoom meeting. I canceled the meeting. I blocked the whole meeting. I said, I want to play with you. You don't have time. Because there's timetable in prayer. Before you know, we'll be talking and say, 90 Lu. So what's all this? You think that 9 is the last one, though? After 9, you don't say, 20 Lu. Oh, you are not deeper than me in these things. What? Well, you can't be praying like that and be keeping malice. If it doesn't even want prayer, no matter of when, that thing you said, rubbish, Luso, you will turn back and say, I just want to apologize. Well, yeah. That's how we augment our lives. You have too many days of prayerlessness. That's why you have too many days of behaving crazy. You are going crazy. You are not praying.
That's why you talk to your husband any hour. You feel justified. It's not, your husband should pity you. Because that's how you are treating God. The way you are treating God is how you are treating your husband. Oh, need respect for long ago. Yeah. Yeah. You can't be a bad wife without first being a bad Christian. It's not possible. It's not possible. I don't want useless girls. Who, I don't want them. Who. I don't want a church of fine girls. Who, I will not do anything with them. The devils who are fighting are ugly. I don't even mind if you can strain your face. I know, we don't want that, oh. We don't want that. We don't, is there a new generation church? I have no business with new generation or anything. I'm from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the same lineage. He says, only women in former times, we are still relating with those women. We don't know, and we don't know anything. We don't know any other thing. Prayer, tongue, revival, glory, power, submission. Those are things that matter to us. There's nothing new happening on the earth. There's a new this thing. We need to the women. I don't care about all those English. I eat it. So Rebecca inquired of the Lord, right? Do you want nonsense? Man, I don't want nonsense. Your pastor does not want nonsense. You understand? I don't want women who can look at them and say, I don't want those kind of women. Those are not the kind of women God has ordained for us. Spirit-controlled women. That as you follow your husband, talk safe. If they repent. Do you understand? Like, what kind of broken soul is this? What kind of child of God is this? And they repent. Not that your flesh is everywhere. You talk too much. Your husband say one, you reply. If your husband say you are stupid, do you think calling him you are stupid back is now what makes you equal? Why do you want to be equal with a stupid man? You want to be equal. Somebody say you are stupid. You too, you are stupid. Anything you say to me, I'll say back to you. Or there. You are truly stupid. You're truly stupid. Do you want to be equal? You want to be equally stupid with a stupid man? No, when he says you are stupid, you give a spirit response. You respond from your spirit broken. You will now find that in the stupid world, only him is there. He just sees himself there. You break him, you don't know, but he's broken. Someone says you are stupid, and you are still caring for him and giving him this thing. So, did you hear that I said you are stupid? He said, you don't really mean it. It's because you are not able to control yourself. He said, you are not able to control yourself. It happens. It happens to human beings. Yeah, that's how you convict. Are you ready for this ascension? Are you not tired of carnality, flesh? Me, I'm tired though. And we have to save a generation. We have a generation to save. Friends, we have a generation to save. We have to hurry up. We have to what? Hurry up! The inestimable value of a prayerful woman. You know, it was God that revealed to Rahab that it was with the children of Israel. Yeah, it was God. Give me verse 9 of Rahab. Joshua 2, 9. And said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all inhabitants of the land are faint hearted because of you. Just stay there. He said, I know. Rahab says, I know. And then this woman entered into a covenant, a business deal with them. She was with an established nation. And she was making a deal with a roaming nation.
If you had to make a deal, are you not make to make a to stay with the established nation? She made a nation with a nation. She made a deal with a nation that is still working, no land, nothing. He said, "It's prayer. Prayer gives you access to information." Yeah, yeah. I know. God has already given you the land. This land is not the land. Yeah. You and your husband, sometimes God will give you the woman a business idea that nobody is doing. And you people know that's the next direction. Yeah, prayer does that. Prayer. Believe in prayer. Be sold out to prayer. Today, go home and empty your closet of carnality. There is a way, there is a cloth prayer people used to wear. It's the cloth that will help them pray. There's a way you dress to church. I know you didn't plan to pray.
Yes.
Yeah, because God, if God meets you like this, you the brothers will need help. There is a cloth. There is a cloth. If all your breasts are out, you didn't plan to meet God. And the reason is because you didn't meet him at home. Because the Holy Spirit would have told you, Dora. Stop this nonsense. Oh.
Yes.
Stop all this stupidity. You better stop this. You go to all your Instagram pages and remove useless, evil pictures. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Remove it. My child of God. Come and pray. Come for daily prayers. Plan your own personal prayers. Throw away all those stupid friends. Throw away friends that don't ginger. Well, do you have another life? Is there a secret life that people have that I don't? Is there another life somewhere that people are not telling us about? That this one is for wastage. That after that one, the real, I don't understand. Because prayer. You need friends that when you go wrong, they put you right. With prayer. Says, this, because they are prayed up. They have the counsel of God. Rahab says, I know. And when you read the last verse of this scripture, even the guys, the Egyptians, the Israelites, were very confident, and the confidence, and they got it from Rahab. So when the two men returned, descending on the mountain and crossover, they came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all that befallen them. And they said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands. For indeed, all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. It was Rahab that told them. They didn't know it. You don't understand. And then, can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
Whenever you find out the words of a man stays in your heart, it's because that man is a prayerful person. Prayer is the key to ministry. Behind the ministry of the word. Me, for example, I don't choose leaders or trust people who can preach. I have no business to preach. You see, prayer makes you more humble than Bible study. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayer makes you more humble. I like people who pray than people who can teach. I don't like people who don't pray. I don't like people who don't pray. That many times I chased, there was a day you were here, you were not praying well. I chased him to the back. I said, please go to the back. I don't like people who don't pray around me. I said, go to the back. The other day, Bola was praying for me. She was sitting. I said, if you cannot run like this, don't pray for me. Prayer has a posture. Whether you have, if you fake it, I like it. Fake it, I like it. Fake it. Let it be fake. Tell me, I'm about to start faking it. Start. I like it. Yeah. Because if the way you are praying is how everybody prays, there will be silence in the room. Whenever you are praying, ask yourself if the whole room was praying like this. Imagine, let us pray that anything that wants to stop us from moving to the next land, God, take it away. God, take it away. Everybody don't know. That's why some people have backup prayer artists when they are leading prayer. You know those ministries, they have, I don't blame them. Any backup practice, they'll be raving for you. There's a way that he makes the anointing. Hey, I do. They're going to love her for you. You know,
anointing could they switch you. I do. Go and ask from a prayerless person. He feels jealous when he sees somebody pray. Hey, I don't like people praying more than me. I remember when I first got saved, when I hear Cliff Z praying, I would be angry. I'll be checking time for him. 1 hour, I say, God, I will not be envious of his prayer. I say, Sela, he did not pray. His tongues. He used most of it to tongue. Ja, pray. Come on, speak it. Talk. I go, word for word, language for language. Because prayer is sweet. He has an aroma. Woman supposed to pray. Make your husband wait for you. Let him have the honor. Enjoy. Let your husband wait for you. Because you are praying. He has to wait. Some of your husband has never waited for you before. Let your husband pray. When will she finish? Hey, you are already getting busy. Not there, he's not coming. Onisha. Are you together? Let's just agree that today the other people have won. They've won. We give it to them today. We'll fight for another day. You know Mary Magdalene stayed at the tomb. Yeah. She stayed there. Huh? She went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away. She went there. The other guys have 12. All the 12 are gone. It took a woman. If a woman who did not go there, the resurrection won't be sure of it. She was the one that went to tell them he has resurrected. The woman has power to persist. Stop enduring heartbreak. Endure burdens of God. Somebody break your heart once, you still go back to him. That's not what that endurance is for. Endure heartbreak. You take nonsense too much. A lot of ladies here, you take nonsense too much. You will endure one heartbreak. You will endure another one. You will endure another one. Some of you can even manage 3 concurrent heartbreaks. It's going on concurrently. But this one doesn't have time for heartbreak. Because she has seen it. She has seen it all. Someone that they took demons away from her. Known successful prostitute. She doesn't have time for that again. See, what is tempting you? A lot of people have resigned from it too. So everyone have seen it, done it, I've left it. Don't learn from experience. Learn from Bible study. Yes. Show one brain. While it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away and she had that major encounter and then she ran and told disciples that, oh God, don't wake up. Huh? You see that beautiful woman too that poured, this, I think it's the same woman that burst the alabaster box on him. Huh? And Jesus Christ said, forever we'll be talking about you. Prayer will give you a place in eternity. Do I have people in this house who are saying, I change my life now. I take a new turn. Do you want to take a new turn? In 5 minutes, I can ask the glory of God to come upon you. Can we do that? A new passion, a new energy. Get up, let's receive it. Can you just do like 1 minute, charge this whole place up with tongues and feel the atmosphere? Ilekia puninga kaparadusi. Shasha peleketo. Aradome. Lade, let there be a change of wineskin. Aha!
Aha! I bless you. I bless you. Let the glory that sticks, the glory that stains the soul, that glory that wakes you in the night, the glory that makes you love that presence. Aluto meyaha. I pray for you as God's servant and as God's representative. I pray for you as the chosen oversight over this house. Let the women hear her. Let the men hear her. Let that glory rest. Let that power rest. Let Shapira Dina be called, be taken to realms of glory, realms of exchange, realms of encounter. I pray for you. Let the angels of fire, let them minister to you. 3 more minutes. Adinikabia. 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 Ah. Aladura dide. Ashatoma radia. Ah. Let the warrior in you rise now. Eshanukabia. Alakakosi. Alinea. 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 Let it bust open. Let it bust open. Let it bust open. Yeah, yeah, Kaaba. Ah, yeah. Ashatoma. Aradikeme, Asaina, bring us, O God, to your house of glory. Bring us to the altar. Alashana, let us weep before you. Let us wail before you. Let us rejoice before you. Oh, put your words in our mouth. Put your thoughts in our hearts. Give us the privilege to pray out your desires. Give us the privilege to see your passion. Use us, oh God. Let us break divine will. Let us break divine counsel. I see your freedom. It has come now. All right, step in now. Ando me, Aligutiso. Bring us to the house of burnings. To the house of incense. Let me know your glory. Let me know your presence. Let me know your spirit. Let me be accustomed with the wind of angels. Let me know the feeling of the flapping of their wings. Oh, Redika. Take us to that place where only the spirit can take a man. Akaikoma.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
How many of you believe something has happened this morning? Do you believe that? See, even me, that's your pastor. I pray every, aside from my prayer, every Friday I have a vigil. Except for maybe when we have a program in church or something. And the reason why a lot of you don't know about it, guys, I don't want you to be I don't pray that Friday as man of God. So only a few people who know about it. Tayo comes. Where's Tayo? Tayo comes. I think Roland has come before. Sometimes it's just me and one person. I just want to pray. I just want to pray. You should be doing nothing but praying. You should be known for praying. Praying. You have to be praying every time. And this thing works well with association. Yeah. Who do you spend most of your time with? If they are not prayerful people, you won't be prayerful. Yeah. Yeah. And when you are not prayerful, you are deceived. You don't understand? You can't be prayerless without being deceived. It's not possible. Discernment is with the Lord. It's not in your brain. So you have to get yourself in clusters. Praying, let it be a lifestyle. Sometimes the reason you want to be somebody's friend is because the person can pray. Yeah. That you can pray. And when you pray, you'll be able to live out your life. Your destiny is in prayer. I tell you, without prayer, you don't have a life. All your life is in prayer. And a new spirit comes upon us this afternoon. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord keep you.
Amen.
You'll prosper in the things of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Before I shut the service, I want us to pray just one prayer point for the house. We need, in the 21 days I was praying here, whilst I was praying, an angel of the Lord came to the altar and met with me and told me that the time to take the city is now. And the angel of the Lord told me that we now have to gather in thousands. He says, you must hit 1,000. He says, I didn't know. He says, some of the things I know them in prayer. A lot of things that I preach, I do. I know everything in prayer. It's in prayer I prepare my message. It's in prayer God talks to me. And the angel told me about the significance of 1,000. He says, it's a sign that you have taken the city. And the Lord says, now is the time to take the city now. That's why we're looking for a hall that will sit. And it also makes sense. Listen, you don't purchase a property and you are thinking of going to look for a hall. It doesn't add up. Does it make any? It also makes sense. When you get a property, you want to rejoice and say, wow, look at me now. But God says, no. Yes, you've purchased this place. But now go look for a place for my work. I don't have the old blueprint. But what I know is that we're going to get a place that can sit 1,000. Eh?
Yes, sir.
And then we will, from that place, take the city. We need to save people. We need to save the world. And we're going to start from our own Jerusalem. I want you, that's the only thing I'm asking you to do today. We are going to release some prayer energy and say that property that God has ordained for us, the one, now, this is how you pray. There's one right now we think is that one. Either that one or the one beside it. So for now, pray targeted prayer that the property Father Zach is talking about that they have seen, we receive it and we collect it. All right, open your mouth and begin to pray. Release it. Come on, pray. Kadia, seleketumi, ashalitosa. Oh Lord, we receive it, Jesus. We take the keys for your glory, for your kingdom, for those who need to be saved, those who need to hear your voice. We need it, Lord. We receive it, Lord, as a portal for the receiving of your glory, for the spreading of your incense over this environment, Kabuna. Idini Messisi, Aradia, Aradia, Aradia.
Eleketumelesha aradia basuni zeleketomasha. Ayene ahesa kabina ilegedini masisia eledini elegedube shashushu arabesa elegedube legedisa ayadu elegedina astavanaika ilebeina alidu akaratini lekeketuma shete shakia rabuna. In Jesus' name we pray.
I want all the glory homes. After your glory home, make sure you use 5 minutes to pray this prayer. Just pump prayer into it. Just 5 minutes. So that you can keep doing what you are doing. Also, everyone, I want you to when you go back home today, check everything you are doing. Throw away anything that is affecting your prayer life. Devices, places, people. Throw it away. Right? And live a life dedicated to Jesus. Is he not good to us? Come on, shout a big hallelujah.